In the well-known debate in Shabbat, Chaf Aleph Amud Bet, Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel are arguing about what the sequence of candle lighting should be over the course of the 8 nights of Hanukkah, where Beit Shammai famously says we go from 8 to 1, and Beit Hillel says we go from 1 to 8. Now, of course, our practice follows Beit Hillel, but it's interesting to explore what Beit Shammai was thinking. So in the Gemara, Beit Hillel says, Ma'alon Bekodesh Velo Moridin, one should go up in a area of sanctity, so we should go from 1 to 8. And Beit Shammai says, I follow the model of Parei HaChag, of the Korbanot Musaf of Sukkot, where you begin with 13 on the first day and reduce to 7 on the last day, going down by 1 each day. And the obvious question for Beit Shammai is, why would there be a parallel between Parei HaChag of Sukkot and Hanukkah? What makes the two comparable? So one could try to find some kind of thematic connection, and indeed many Mefarshim go in that direction. The Shibbol Leket even tries to root it in Chumash, where he says that in Parshat Emor, at the end of the section on the Moadim, Sukkot is the last one, and right after that is about Shemen Zayit Zach for the menorah. That already there's some linkage between menorah and the regalim. I'll leave that possibility aside. Leaving aside the thematic approach, one could go with a historical approach. In the second book of Maccabees, we hear that during the period of warfare, the Hasmoneans were not able to celebrate Sukkot, so that when they reconquered the Beit HaMikdash, they actually brought their lulav branches and did some kind of makeshift Sukkot over the course of their celebration, thus historically linking Sukkot with Hanukkah. Okay, perhaps there is yet another approach beyond the thematic and the historical. And maybe what it's saying is that Beit Shammai is responding to the argument of Beit Hillel. Beit Hillel seems to have a winning argument. Malan Bekodesh Velo Moridin. What does Parei HaChag show? So I want to distinguish between the Marsha and Rav Soloveitchik. The Marsha says that there's a reason why we go down, why we reduce the numbers regarding Parei HaChag. Famously, the 70 sacrifices, right, 13 to 7 over a 7-day period is 70, reflect the 70 nations. And they're more universalistic and more particularistic readings of this. But the Marsha reads it that there's a reduction there, that somehow the prominence of the nations gives way to the prominence of Am Yisrael. Whether or not one accepts that explanation, Marsha says, what do you see from Parei HaChag? That if there's a reason to go down, if there's some machshava point or some other conceptual point I want to make, that could override Malan Bekodesh. So Marsha agrees that Malan Bekodesh should in theory apply. But Parei HaChag shows that a reason could overcome it. So if Beit Shammai has a reason why they want to communicate 8 to 1 on Hanukkah, that can overcome Malan Bekodesh Velo Moridin. Rav Soloveitchik, however, made a different suggestion. It's not that another factor overcomes Malan Bekodesh. It's that Malan Bekodesh does not apply. The classic case in the Gemara of Malan Bekodesh is that a Sefer Torah cannot become Tefillin, but scroll from Tefillin could become a Sefer Torah. There's a qualitative distinction between the Kedusha of a mezuzah or tefillin and the Kedusha of a Torah. However, 4 versus 3 is not a qualitative distinction. It's a quantitative distinction. And maybe 4 is no holier than 3. 13 is no holier than 11. Parei HaChag is illustrating that we do not apply Kedusha to quantity, but only to quality. And perhaps this links with larger themes of Hanukkah, in which a small group of fighters, the Hashmonim, were able to overcome a larger group of Greek Syrians, and a small amount of oil was able to last for larger than it should have, longer than it should have. So perhaps there's a message here that in the end of the day, Hanukkah is not about Judaism, and values are not about how many all the time, but we should make quality judgments that are more important than quantity judgments. And indeed, Kedusha is not a function of quality, it's not a function of quantity, but a function of quality. All right, Hanukkah Sameach.